Episode 53. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner and will be your host today. Enumerations allow you to name different related options. The names can refer to a single option, or you can use what you now know about bits to combine them into flags. With flags, you can have multiple enumeration options that you can work with as a single value. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code free live class? Text PROGRAM to 44222 and you'll be on your way. This is a common design decision, especially with object-oriented programming. For example, should you have a base class called Armor and then separate derived classes for Leather Armor, Chain Armor, or Steel Armor? Or should you just have a single class called Armor that knows what type of armor it is? There's no right answer, and it'll depend on your situation. If you decide to go with the second approach and have just a single armor class, then how will you express the type of armor? One approach that I don't recommend is you could have methods called isLeather, isChain, and isSteel that each return a Boolean true or false. This imposes a horrible experience for any code trying to use your class because it has to call each of these methods one after another until one of them returns true. Imagine trying to play 20 questions with a 5-year-old. Is it a dog? No. Is it a cat? No. Is it a tree? No. And what do you do when a new kind of armor comes along? Say, dragon armor. You now have to add a new method, isDragon, and then modify all the other code to start probing for this new type as well. A much better approach is to create a new type called an enumeration. This is a custom user-defined type, just like how your classes are types. But instead of being able to add a bunch of data and methods to an enumeration, all it does is provide you with the means to map your own names to values. Enumerations don't support multiple values. What I mean is that you can't have an enumeration with some ints and a char and maybe a few bools. That would be a class. An enumeration has just a single value type, and it gives you the ability to name specific values. With the armor example, what we need is an enumeration called armor type, and we can then add values leather, chain, and steel. If you don't specify specific values for the names you provide, then the compiler will generate unique values for you, usually starting with zero. Or you can give your own values. Or you can just give a single value, and the following names will each have a value that's one greater than the previous name. So if we don't specify anything other than we have three values, leather, chain, and steel, then the compiler will likely assign 0 for leather, 1 for chain, and 2 for steel. Once you have the armor type enumeration declared, you can then add a method to your armor class, maybe called material, that returns an armor type. Now the other code using your armor class doesn't have to call a bunch of methods to figure out what the armor is made of. It just calls the one method material that returns an armor type enumeration. This return type will be a numeric value that matches one of the values specified in the enumeration declaration. When it comes time to add that new dragon armor, you add a new dragon value to the armor type enumeration, and the armor class can start using it. Sure, the other code that uses the armor class also needs to be modified if it wants to take advantage of the new material, but the main thing is that there was no need to add a new set of methods to the armor class. It's just a new possible value that can be returned now by the material method. Flags are really just a special use of enumerations, and I'll explain them right after this message from our sponsor. Even the most famous programming experts had to start somewhere. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to 44222 now. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. You get tangible results from the beginning. Text the word PROGRAM to 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. If you let the compiler provide its own numeric values for the enumeration names, or the enumeration values as they're usually called, then you'll get consecutive values usually starting from zero. Your enumeration then becomes a choice. The armor is either leather, chain, steel, or dragon. It can't be both leather and steel. But if you provide your own values, and you do so in a clever way so that they don't interfere with each other, then they can be combined. What do I mean by this? This allows you to specify both leather and steel. Or you can combine more than just two, and maybe have chain, steel, and dragon. Some languages might ask you to take a few extra steps, but in general, all you have to do to declare flags is carefully choose the numeric values for each name so that only a single binary bit is used. Then make sure that each name uses a different binary bit. Let me show you some binary numbers with leading zeros. I'll just go through 8 values, which requires 3 binary digits. 000. This is, of course, 0. And could be a good choice only if you wanted your armor to possibly be made of nothing. That's not likely. In general, this is a good choice when you want to convey the idea that none of the values apply. 001. This is 1 and uses just a single bit. This is a great choice for your first flag. 010. This is 2 and is another great choice for a flag. 011. This is 3 and should not be used for a flag because it has 2 digits set to 1. It cannot exist without interfering with 2 and 1. 100. This is 4 and is another great choice for a flag because it only has a single digit with a 1. 101. This is 5 and is no good. It conflicts with 4 and 1. 110. This is 6 and is no good. It conflicts with 4 and 2. And finally, 111. This is 7 and is definitely no good. It conflicts with 4, 2, and 1. As you can see, there are a few binary values that work well for flags, and these are 1, 2, 4, and if you continue, then 8, 16, 32, etc. In other words, the powers of 2 all use just a single binary digit and are great choices for flags. If you have an enumeration that uses a byte value for holding the enumeration values, then because a byte has 8 bits, that means you can only have a maximum of 8 flags. Each flag uses just a single bit, and you have 8 bits, so that gives you 8 values. That may not seem like a lot, but you can combine these 8 values in many different combinations. That gives you some serious flexibility. You've got a possible 28 different combinations with just combining 2 flags. And this doesn't even begin to cover the extra combinations that might use 3 flags or 4 flags, etc. Most enumerations will likely be using an integer for the underlying storage. With 32-bit integers, you can define up to 32 unique flags that each use a single binary digit. Alright, so you can specify enumeration values now that don't override other enumeration values. How do you use this capability? The first thing to realize is that when working with simple enumerations that can only have a single value at any given time, it's okay to assign values directly. So you can say in your code that the material is assigned the value leather, or you can check to see if the material equals leather in an if statement. But with flags, you have to use bitwise operations. That's why I waited to introduce enumerations, and especially flag enumerations, until after the recent episodes on bit operations. You see, with flags, you have to mask the other values so you can test just the values you want. Let's say you want to find out if some armor is made of leather. You can't just test the material by saying if material equals leather, because this will only work when the armor is made of leather and only leather. If the armor happens to be made of both leather and steel, then your if statement will fail. You have to change your code to say if material and leather equals leather. This will mask out all the other material types first before comparing the result with leather, and will then properly let you know if the armor contains leather. Of course, if you really want to know if the armor is leather and nothing else, just leather only, then the first code that compares the material with leather is what you want. I mentioned earlier how enumeration values that contain more than a single bit are no good. That's true for the individual enumeration flag values that need to be able to be combined without interfering with one another. Now I'm going to backtrack a bit and tell you how they might actually be useful after all. Let's say that you not only have individual flag values, but also want to categorize them into other groups. For example, both leather and dragon come from living creatures, or at least living creatures in the game you're working on. And both chain and steel are metallic. You could create an enumeration value that combines leather and dragon, and maybe call it organic, and another one called metallic that combines both chain and steel. Now, you wouldn't want to use these new organic and metallic values when setting the type of armor material. The actual material should still only ever use the unique values that don't conflict. These new values are just categories and are great at testing multiple values at once like this. If material and organic is not equal to zero. An if statement like that is a great way to test for leather or dragon or both leather and dragon when you don't really care about the specific type but are more interested in what category the type belongs to. All in all, enumerations and flag-based enumerations are extremely powerful and flexible tools that will greatly simplify your code and give it a much more usable design. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.